We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tzitzis, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Chaf. We mentioned earlier there's something called Chulyos in Tzitzis. Many people do not wear it, some do. It's one of the customs of how we make Tzitzis. It's actually a vertical loop. Everybody has the horizontal loops, the 39 horizontal loops around each one of the Tzitzis. 13, 11, 8, and 7. But there's an additional custom to have chulyos, which are vertical loops, which have to be at least the length of 3 horizontal loops, as we're going to see. And Rav Nosson Zal, according to the Arizal, chulyos are used. And Rav Nosson Zal, in explaining the mitzvah of tzitzis, very often will touch on the chulyos also, as he does here. Paragraph Chav. Now you'll understand why. How do we start Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is the day of forgiveness of the whole year, the ultimate in forgiveness. How do we start Yom Kippur? Everybody comes to shul and they put on a talis. Putting on a talis, it's going to be nighttime. They're taking off. No, no, no. This is how we start the day of forgiveness of atonement. Ki ikar hachesed v'harachmim shel mechilas avoinos. Because the main kindness of forgiveness of sins is brought about through the tzitzis. Sheshom mokoim kol echod. That's where every person's place is. The tzitzis are a manifestation of Hashem, where all of our places are in there, inside of there. Vaideze donin hakoil kavschus. And therefore, by wearing that talis, by connecting to the tzitzis, we're attaching ourselves to the mekoymoi shel olam, which enables us to judge everybody lekaf zchus. And this brings about a forgiveness for everybody's sins. V'zeh b'chinas yud gimel chulya shebetzitzis. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll understand why there are 13 chulyos in each one of the four corners. Keneged shloish esrei midoy shel rachmim, corresponding to Hashem's 13 attributes of rachmonus, because we showed in the previous year how tzitzis is very, very much connected to the rachmim gedolim of Hashem. Vze bechinas hinei mokoim iti hanemar be'eis sherotza shemizborach lehisatev batzitzis lesader lefnei Moshe yud gimel midoy shel rachmim. And now we'll understand also something very, very powerful. We've been discussing throughout the halacha the issue of lemala min amokoyim, that in order to be able to judge properly, to judge someone properly, you have to be able to put yourself in that person's position, in that person's place. The famous Mishnah, al toden es chavercho at shetagia lemekoymoy. The only one who is in everybody's place is Hashem, who is called mekoymoy shel olam. And Rabbeinu Zal says, therefore, Hashem is perfectly qualified to judge, and when he judges favorably. Hashem, just like Hashem is mekayim that Mishnah, he's mekayim the other Mishnah that says, Hevedones kolodom lekaf zchus. And one of the main factors that allows Hashem to be able to find an excuse very often to justify a person, to show how a person wasn't really so bad, is the person's place. That in that place where the person is, it was very difficult or impossible for the person to do the right thing, to come close to Hashem, etc. And very often that can be used to lighten the sentence against the person, the judgment against the person. So Rabbeinu Zal spoke about the issue of mokoim, about the fact that Hashem is lemala min hamokoim, and that allows him to judge. And also the fact that Hashem judges with incredible kindness, the 13 attributes of kindness, rachmim gedolim. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look in the Chumash, take a look where Hashem teaches Klal Yisrael the Yud Gimel Midah Shorachmim. It was right after the Egel HaZohov, when Hashem was most angry at us. He wanted to wipe us out completely. And Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't let that happen. Moshe Rabbeinu stood up and defended us. And he brought things to such a point where Hashem revealed to him at that point in time the Yud Gimel Lila Shirachmim. Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu how to be mispalel, how to invoke the highest level kindness of Hashem. And Hashem says over there in Chumash Mois, Kapitel Lamed Gimel, Hine Mokoy, Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem, reveal yourself to me. So Hashem said, I can't reveal myself to you totally because kilo yirani adam v'choy. A human being cannot see me and live. But what I'll do is this. Hine mokoim iti. Hashem said, there's a place with me. There is place with me. And Hashem said, I'm going to put you in a rock, and then I'm going to pass by the rock. And after I pass by the rock, I'm going to cover you. You're not going to be able to see. And after I pass by, v'ro'iso es achoyrai uponai lo yiro, you'll see my back, you won't see my front. This is all spiritual terms. There's nothing, Hashem doesn't have a back and a front. This is all talking in terms of spirituality. The Sifrei Kabbalah discuss what this refers to. But Rav Nosson Zalman says, take a look at this. That's when Hashem dressed up in a talis and taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Yisharachmim. U'mizeh ha-pasuk hinei mokoy miti, and it's from this pasuk where Hashem said, there is place with me or in me. Lomdu Razal, the Medrash learns out, mikan shehakodesh baruch hu mekoymoy shaloylam ve'ein hoylam mekoymoy. From this pasuk we learn out that Hashem is the place of the world. The world is not Hashem's place. Hashem is the arena. The world is inside Hashem, not vice versa. So that Mokoim is inside Hashem. Hashem is koilel all the Mokoim is possible. So Rav Nosson Zalman says, Ki ho boho talya, because these two things are dependent on each other. This is an incredible limud that Rav Nosson Zalman showed us in this halacha. Because of the fact that Hashem is Mekoymoy Shaloylam, Hashem is the place of the world, Hashem is everywhere, everyone is inside of Hashem, and therefore Hashem can put himself, Hashem does realize and understand every person's place. This is what allows Hashem Kavyochel to have and to use all 13 attributes of kindness. Because Hashem recognizes each and every one of our places. He knows where we are. And he knows based on where we are, he's got to be very happy with us and very satisfied even with the little bit of good that we do. And even if we do something wrong, chas v'shalom, based on where we are, Hashem has every good reason to look away, not to judge it, you know, severely, to judge it with kindness. V'zeh b'chinas atifas tzitzis, and this is the concept of a Jew putting on a talis, putting on tzitzis, shehem b'b'chinas mekoymoy shaloylam. Because as we explained, the mitzvah of tzitzis is also this concept of mekoymoy shaloylam. The tcheles corresponds to the kisei hakovod. The four corners represent all four corners of the world, the total mokoyim, so that when a person puts on tzitzis, they're attaching themselves to the mekoymoy shaloylam, and they're going to a place of lamala min hamokoyim, where there is the rachmim gedoylim kaviyochol, that highest level of rachmonis, which can sweeten all judgments and can erase all sins, just like Hashem did at that point in time, when the result of that whole process was Vayomer Hashem Solachti Kedvorecha, that Hashem agreed to forgive the sins for the even to forgive the Jews even for the Egel Hazohov. Paragraph Chof Aleph. Now Rav Nosson Zalman opens up another idea, another concept related to the tzitzis. V'ze b'chinas hakshorim v'hakrichoy shel tzitzis. Now we'll understand also the knots, the double knots, the five double knots that we make in each one of the four corners, and also the krichos, the wrapping around that we do, the 39 times that we go around with that one string. Kedei listoir uleshaber ulahamtik kol hakshorim shel asitrachra. The reason for these kshorim and krichos is in order to break, to destroy the kshorim of the sitrachra. how the Sitra Achra tries to tie a person up in knots. That's the expression in a sense. Ki hamokoim, because place, shehu b'chinas asiya, which we learned earlier, that mokoim is very gashmi. It's very, very much associated with the olam ha'asiya, the lowest of the worlds. B'chinas tzimtzum, it's a form of constriction. B'chinas choymer gashmi, it's associated with physical matter. What place? I'm in a house. I'm in a garden. I'm standing here. I'm standing there. Ze b'chinas kesher. Mokoim is a concept of a kesher. Shenis kasher hadovor v'nis tzamtzim kol kach ad shenase choymer gomur. With certain themes, things came together in order to form a certain item. A house, let's say, a person builds a house or a room. They were makasher, they attached biton. They took sand and everything, and sand alone, let's say, has no kesher to it. But when you mix it with water and other things, it bonds, it becomes mikushar, it becomes attached. And that's what forms a place, any kind of place, whether we're talking about a garden, a street, a forest. It's a place where gashmius matter has come together and formed ksharim to form this mokoim. Ze b'chinas kesher shenis kasher hadovor v'nis tzamtzem kol kach ad shenase chomer gomor. V'al kein, and this is why the term chomer, which means matter, also means kesher, loshen kesher. Kama shomer Rabbi Shimon, as the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon hoyadoyresh mikroze kemin choymer. Rabbi Shimon used to darshan a particular pasuk, used to explain a particular pasuk in tying it all together. And the word that the Gemara kemin choymer upirish Rashi, and Rashi says kemin kesher. That Rabbi Shimon was able to tie together the whole pasuk. So we see that the term choymer, which means matter, gashmius, is synonymous with kesher. Ki hachoymer shu b'chinas hamokoim hu b'chinas kesher, u'mishom b'chinas hamokoim, b'chinas tzimtzum, b'chinas kesher, mishom nimshochim kol hakshorim shel ha'sitra achra. And it's from physical matter. It's from the fact that we are physical human beings. We're made up of a body that has all kinds of ksharim, everything tied together, everything connected together. And we live in a physical world with our all of these ksharim. This is how the Sitra Achra operates through these ksharim, in order to try to tie us up to the Sitra Achra in a sense. Shemi she'enoi nishmar mehem, so that a person who isn't watching himself carefully, who isn't watching out not to allow himself to get trapped by the Sitra Achra, who nilkad chas v'shalom b'kishreihem asher heim koishrim ala b'chol yoyim. That person gets trapped, gets tied up in the knots that the Sitra Achra tries to tie a person up in all day, every day. B'bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, where David HaMelech speaks about his enemies and his adversaries, he says, "Vachavolim porsu reshes," and the ropes were put out to form traps to trap me. Ki bechol mokoim shehodom nilkat chas v'shalom beize chetoy ze michshol. Because whenever a Jew finds themselves trapped in some kind of a sin or some kind of a stumbling block, ze bechinas kesher. It's a concept where that person now has become attached, connected to the Sitra Achra, to the wrong place. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Asire Oni Ubarzel, that those people who are imprisoned in any kind of prison, especially imprisoned by the Sitra Achra, they are referred to as Asire Oni Ubarzel, people who are tied up. Asire means tied up. Barzel in metal, Oni means pain here in this case. They're suffering from being tied up, from being imprisoned. V'ze b'chinas isur. And this is why the Hebrew word for transgression, for going against Hashem, is the word isur. He committed an isur, he committed a violation. The word isur means violation, and the word isur, l'esur, means to be tied up, imprisoned, kesher. Shekol ho'averois nikroim isur, loshen kesher. all sins are referred to by this term isur, which means a kesher, a knot. K'al yidei zeh niskasher chas v'shalom kitziporim hu achuzais bepach, rachman olaslam. Because by committing a sin, a person has become trapped, tied up, attached, like a bird becomes attached in a trap. When they put out tar or things like that, and the bird's feet get stuck in that, and now he's trapped, he's tied up there, can't move. V'tzorech levakesh mi'ashem yisborach lotzeis mi'kishrehem. And a person has to beg Hashem to be zoicha, to get out of these knots in which the sitrachra ties us up. V'ze bechinas hakshorim v'hakrichoi shel tzitzis. And this is the concept of the knots and the wrapping around that we find in the tzitzis. Sheyesh bohem kamo kshorim kfulim u'krichois al krichois, where there are many knots, double knots, and these wrapping arounds. Kedei listor ulahamtik ulevatel al yedei zeh kol hakshorim v'krichois shelahem. So when a Jew is putting on tzitzis, his kavona is that by me putting on this beged of kedusha that has these knots and that has these wrappings around, this is opposed to, this stands up against the knots that the sitrachra has tied me up into, or wants to tie me up into, and wants to wrap me up. He wants to tie me up in all kinds of different ways. Ki tzitzis hu bechinas mekoymoi shel olam, because as we learned earlier, tzitzis symbolizes the mekoymoi shel olam. Vishom kol hamekoymoi shel olam. And therefore, within tzitzis is found all the individual mokoims of the world, all the places of the world. And we said place, mokoim is a concept of a kesher. A person has a certain kesher to a place. Bechinas choymer, physical matter. V'alkein, shom nimtak hakol. And therefore, in tzitzis, becomes nimtak everything. Everything becomes sweetened because it's mekoymoi shel olam, which has the ability to whitewash, to judge favorably everything. V'chol mi shenilkat chas v'shalom be'ezem mokim shehu. And therefore, any Jew who has become trapped in whatever place the person has become trapped in, afilu b'madrega tachtoin amoyed, even in the lowest levels spiritually, sheshom niskasher chas v'shalom bekama min ekshorim, whereby the person has become attached there, all kinds of attachments. He's made all kinds of connections and attachments over there, ad shenit meloy sheyef shalotzis mishom, to the point where it seems to the person that it's impossible for them to get out of there, machmas ribui hakshorim sheniskasher v'nichrach sham ma'oid, rachman olaslan, because of the many attachments that the person has become so deeply attached there. An example, people living in Chutz Laaretz sometimes, Jews, who would want to come to Eretz Yisrael. They come visit Eretz Yisrael, they see certain very positive things here, and they want to come. But then the person goes back, and they start reviewing their situation, and they say, I can't. Why? What do you mean you can't? Of course you can. You just buy it. No, you don't understand. I am so attached here in so many different ways. My business is here, my this is here, all these different things that are holding me, that I can't extricate myself at all, or I certainly can't extricate myself easily. That's a physical manifestation of this. On a spiritual level, people who get used to doing things a certain way, they get into certain bad habits, they become attached to smoking, attached to this, attached to that, and the person feels it's almost impossible to extricate myself. Afal pikein, despite that, al yedei hatzitzis, shehem mekoymoi shel olam, through tzitzis, which is mekoymoi shel olam, v'shom kol hashoroshim shel kol hakshorim sheboilam, and tzitzis is the source, the roots of all mokoims of the world, of all ksharim of the world, shem bechinas mokoim bechinas choymer, v'ze bechinas ribui hakshorim v'krichos yesh b'tzitzis. This is why there are so many knots and krichos in the tzitzis. V'alkein, therefore, shom nimtak hakoil, kol minei ksharim u'krichos shel asitrachra sheboilam, all the different bonds and all the different attachments to the sitrachra that people could possibly make, The tzitzis has the ability to untie it all, to undo it all. Venis hakol nimtak venis batel al yidei krichos vakshorim shel tzitzis shem bebchinas mekoymoi shel olam. Ki ein hadin nimtak elo b'sharosha v'kanal. Because there's a rule in Sifrei Kabbalah that whenever you want to sweeten a din, you have to go to the root, to the source of that din, to undo it. So here again, the din, the tzimtzum is mokoyim. We're going to go to the source of mokoyim. We're going to go to the ultimate mokoyim, mekoymoi shel olam, and there we'll be able to fix all the mekoymois. A person, this person is attached over here, and he's attached over there. He's connected. He's got wires connecting him to 20 different places. The tzitzis can undo all of that. The tzitzis is mekoymoi shel olam, and it has its own ksharim, its ksharim and krichos, to untie the ksharim of the sitra achra and to reattach the person to the right place. V'alkein heim lametes krichos, and this is specifically why the krichos, the wrapping around of the tzitzis, is 39 times. Bechinas tal oirois, this corresponds to the 39 lights, hayotzim misholosh oisios rishonos shel Hashem, which come forth from the first three letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. This name of Hashem, in its most common form, where we spell the Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, the He is spelled He Aleph, the Vav is spelled Vav Aleph Vav, if you add up those letters, it equals 39. And this is referred to as the Tal Oirois of Kedusha. It's mentioned in many, many different contexts, as we're going to see. Shehem Bechinas Gimel Ovois. And those first three letters of Hashem's name correspond to Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. Nas Sholosh Regolim. And correspond to Pesach Shavuos Sukkos Kemuva, as is brought in the Sforim. Shemishom Yoitzim Hatzitzis Kanal. And as we learned earlier, it's from the Sholosh Regolim that the light of the tzitzis comes forth. Ki tal oirois heim bechinas kedusha Shabbos. Because these 39 lights represent the holiness of Shabbos. Hepech lametes melochois shel yemei achoil. And they are the opposite of the 39 acts of work with which we're involved in during the weekdays. Sheheim zuamas hanochosh, which are referred to as the filth of the snake. They came about as a result of Chava accepting the advice of the snake and eating from the Eitz Hadas. And the Gemara uses the terminology hitil bo zuamo, that the snake injected a filth, a tumah, into Chava. That tumah is reflected in the 39 acts of work, that the bi'itzavon toichalena, the curses that Hashem gave at that time. Kimuvon b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'makom achar, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 11, in the first half of Likutei Moran. Ki lametes melochois heim bechinas zuamas hanochosh, shemishom nimshochim kol hachatoim. The 39 acts of work, which are the result of the snake, they are the cause of all sins. Shehem bebechinas ksharim shel sitra achra, which represent the attachment to the sitra achra. Why? Where's the? Ki hamalocha hi bechinas kesher v'tzimtzum. Because work is also a kesher, something that people become very attached to. I'm very attached to my work. I'm attached to my job. I'm attached to my... That terminology, as we'll see in a minute, as the Pasuk says in Nehemiah, Bebechinas, Vatikshor kol hachoymo ad chetzio. They were mekasher. They built the wall until halfway. And the term that's used for the work they did is lekasher. The Shabbos, so again, the 6 days of the week are malacha, are tzimtzum, are sitra achra, are this concept of mokoyim. When a person has this connection to mokoyim, the Shabbos, hi lamala mea mokoyim kanal. Whereas we saw earlier, Shabbos is above the concept of mokoyim. On Shabbos, the person is koine shvisa when Shabbos comes in. In his dalet amos, which represent the four letters of yud kei vav kei, which put him lemala min amokoyim. Ve'oz nizbatlin kol halametes malochois. And then these 39 acts of work disappear. Shehim bechinas ksharim. We said they are these ksharim. Bechinas tzimtzum. Bechinas gashmias hamokoim. V'alkein lametes malochois mi mishkan gamrinan. And this is why the Gemara derives the 39 acts of work from the Mishkan. Sheshom hoyu kol halametes malochois. That's where these 39 acts of work were done. Kilametes malochois shoyu b'mishkan hoyu b'bechinas taloiroi sanal. Because when those 39 acts of work were being done in the Mishkan, they weren't a curse, they were a blessing, they were lights. They were these 39 lights of Kedusha. K'mayshekosov Rabbeinu Zal b'makom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 11 in Likutei Moran over there, that you have either or. A person can be zeichet to the tal oirois or the tal melochois, the lametes melochois. Val yidei lametes melochois hamishkon, Nimtukuv and Izbatlu kol halametes malochois. And as a result of the 39 acts of work that were done in the Mishkan, in the Beis Hamikdash, they sweetened, they eliminated the negativity of the 39 acts of work that we do during the week. Shehem zua masanochosh, shehem b'chinas tzimtzum, b'chinas mokoim. Why? Ki hamishkan shu b'chinas habeis hamikdash, because as we learned earlier, the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash, are lemala min amokim. There we saw they went above the rules of space. Bebechinas muit machzik samaruba. They were an example of something small that contains something very large. They contained the presence of Hashem. This little building which contained the presence of Hashem. And the other examples that we gave of Mu'at Machzik Samaruba in the Mishkan, the Oroin, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kishom B'Mishkan Hoyo HaOroin, because in the Mishkan, the holiest item there was the Oroin, Shehu B'chinas Mu'at Machzik Samaruba, which was a perfect example of something small containing something large. Zero space, the Oroin existing within zero space. This is the 39 times that we wrap around that string around the tzitzis. In order to eliminate all of our attachments, all the ways that the Yetzer Hara has wrapped us up and tied us up in knots, in his knots. Al yedei lametes krichoi shebetzitzis, shem b'chinas taloiros, shem b'chinas mekoimoi shaloilam. By becoming attached to this Kedusha, which is the opposite, equal opposite force to the Sidra Achra. V'zeh b'chinas ma'asham razal, this is what the Medrash says in Vayikra, Perek Chof Aleph. Oso odom chavilois chavilois shalaveirois. If a person has done bundles and bundles of sins, look at the wording that's used, chavila. Chavila is something, a package that you tie up. If a person has done chavilois chavilois shalaveiros, yase kenegdon chavilois chavilois shel mitzvois. In order to wipe that out, let him do bundles and bundles of mitzvois. Ki hu aveiros chas v'sholom heim b'chinas chavilois uksharim. Utzrichem lasois kenegdon chavilois shel mitzvois kedei listor kishrehem alidei chavilois v'ksharim shebekdusha. That's why we have to do bundles of mitzvois. We have to do these mitzvois that have these knots in them, to tie us up tightly to the Kiddusha. V'ze b'chinas ha-krichois v'ha-ksharim shel atzitzis. It's interesting, one of the famous statements that Rabbeinu Zal, that Rabbi Nachman made to his closest students, Rab Nosson Zal, Rab Naftali Zal, he was once joking with them. In other words, we know Rabbi Nachman went through a lot of opposition, and many of the people that tried to come close to him did not succeed because they couldn't handle the opposition. They couldn't handle the insults and all the different things. But his two closest students, Rab Nosson Zal, Rab Naftali Zal, Rab Nosson Zal, we know, went through incredible difficulty. And despite that, he overcame all of it and he remained very loyal and attached. He attached himself as tightly as he could to Rabbi Nachman. So Rabbi Nachman once said to them when he was with them jokingly, that boy, I really got you guys in the sack. He said in Yiddish, Yichobach Arangenart in Zak. It's an expression in Yiddish when somebody has tricked somebody and like, I have him in my bag, I have him in my briefcase, I've got him totally. So Rav Nosson Zal heard this, just to think how quickly his mind thought and how accurate every shot he fired was a bullseye. He said, really, please tie it up real tight so that we can't get out. You know, make sure tie us up real tight so we can't get out. That was his response at the time. These are the ksharim. This is what a person, a Jew, is supposed to have in mind when he's putting on tzitzis and he sees those ksharim. It reminds us that in this world, in this olam hasheker, sheker is the letters kesher. And in fact, one of Rabbi Nachman's students, Rabbi Nachman had a student, Reb Shmuel Isaac, I think it was, who was close to him. And at one point, there were people who told him that, you know, Rabbi Nachman's very angry at you and he's upset, mamish, you can't even show your face. And he sort of accepted what they said at first. And he kept a distance from Rabbi Nachman. And Rabbi Nachman realized this and found out about this. He called him in and he said to him, you should know. He made him realize that this was a lie. This wasn't true at all. And he said, and I hope that from undoing the sheker, there'll become a new kesher now, a kesher of kedusha, a kesher shel kayoma. This world that we're in, the sitra achra, is called sheker. What is the sitra achra all about? This kesher, about making a person feel that he's attached. There are people, again, who are living, and they think, you know, you talk about death, let's say, it seems so far from them because they think they're so attached to so many different things here, and they don't realize when the time comes, in 1 second, Hashem flicks the switch, and in 1 second, all of those attachments just disappear. It's like it never happened. Person thinks like he tied himself up so tightly to this world that Hashem could never take me out of here. That's the image that the Sitra Achra gives to a person sometimes. He tying up the person in a billion different ways to Gashmias, making the person feel that they can't possibly, they can never get out, they can never extricate themselves and try to become spiritual, try to become ruchni, etc. And the mitzvah of tzitzis is one of the outstanding examples where when a person performs this mitzvah, a person is showing that we recognize this problem and that we, by putting on these ksharim of kedusha, these krichos of kedusha, this should undo all the things that are binding me and tying me, the false ksharim, to the sitra achra, and help me become a kusha to the kedusha. Paragraph Chav Beis, and the Shulchan Aruch says, ve'ein chulya pochais mi gimel, that each one of these chulyos has to include at least three of the horizontal wrappings. Ki ikar ha-kesher shel ha-kedusha hu b'chinas Yaakov. Because the main kesher in holiness is through Yaakov Avinu. Shehu b'chinas v'hachut ha-meshulosh loy b'meheri notek. As the pasuk says in Koheles, when you tie something with one string or two strings, you can still untie it. When something is tied with a triple-stranded string, it says that cannot easily be broken. That's a real kesher shel kayoma. And that's Yaakov Avinu, who is number three. He is the chut ha-meshulash of the Gimel Avos. V'hu kolul mikol ha-Gimel Avos. He is a composite of all three Avos HaKdoshim. We know that one of his names is Yisroel. Yaakov Avinu is called Yisroel. The Tikkun HaZohar says that Yisroel is the combination of Avram and Yitzchok. We know that Avram Avinu represented Chesed. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Chesed Keil Kol Hayoim, that Keil represents Chesed. Yitzchok Avinu, and Avram Avinu is called Kohen, v'hu Kohen LeKeil Elyon, Psuk Min Chumash. Yitzchok Avinu corresponds to Levi, the second one, who is Din, Midas Adin. The Leviim were known for the song, the shir, in the Beis Hamikdash. The word Yisroel is Keil Shir, to show that it's the combination of Kohen Levi, Avraham and Yitzchok, that Yaakov Avinu, who is Yisroel, is the combination of Avraham and Yitzchok. Shehem Bechinas Sholosh Regolim, they represent the three holidays. V'hu Bechinas Anaf Eitz Avos, and he also corresponds to the Hadassim, which are referred to as Anaf Eitz Avos, and the Gemara says, Ein Avos Pochos Migimel, that Avos refers to three. V'ze Bechinas Sukkos, Shehu Horegel Hashlishi. And this corresponds to the holiday of Sukkot, which is the third leg of the Merkava. We said Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, Pesach Shavuos Sukkot. Bechinas Yaakov. She'oz Neutlin Dalid Minim. On Sukkot, we take the Dalid Minim, the Oigdin, the Koishrim, Gimel Minim Biachar. And we bind and tie three of them together, the Lulav and the Hadassim and Aravos. Sheze Bechinas Shloisha Avos. Bechinas Yaakov Kanal. They represent the three Avos. Yaakov Avinu, who is Koilel all three. Veheim Meirin Loha Esroig. And they shine into the Esrog. Those three, which correspond to Yud Kei Vav, of Yud Kei Vav Kei, these Taloirois, they shine into the Esrog, Shehu Bechinas Bat Ayin. The Esrog corresponds to the pupil of the eye. When we discuss the three colored rings of the eye and the pupil, that also represents these three letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the fourth letter, the last hey, which is the Malchus, which is called the Bat Ayin. Shaydeze nishlomim hadalad minim. That completes these dalad minim. Vize bechinas dalad tzitzis. And this is also the concept of the four corners of the tzitzis, the four tzitzis and the four strings. Sheyesh bohem chulyos, which have these chulyos. The chol chulyo he gimel krichos. And each chulyo is at least the size of three krichos, the lametes krichos, and we have these 39 krichos, the heik shorim kfulim, and the five double knots, shehem eser kshorim, five times two, five double knots is 10, the kulam biyachad heim oilem memtes. So the 39 krichos and the five double knots equals 49, Keneged Memtes Yemei Hoimer, corresponding to the 49 days of the Oimer that we discussed earlier, Shehem Bechinas Miloi Halavona, which represent the tikkun, the filling out of the light of the moon, Al Yedei Shemalin Umekashrin Hamokoim Vazman Lamalo Kanal, by being able to elevate Mokoim and Zman to Lamalam and Hamokoim, to Lamalam and Azman, Shehem Bechinas Tzitzis. This is all included in this mitzvah of tzitzis. Paragraph Chav Gimel. V'zeh b'chinas tzitzis shel pishtan. Till now, we've been speaking especially about tzitzis from tzemer. Tzitzis can be made from wool or from linen. The basic mitzvah of the Torah. We know that you're allowed to make the beged from cotton, from other types of material, but the strings have to be either wool or linen, and we said the custom today is only wool. And we spoke a lot about wool, the tzemer versus the meitzar, that meitzar is the ultimate mokoy. Meitzar means constriction, imprisonment. And when we turn that around, the opposite of that is tzemer. The opposite of that is wool, which is white, the whiteness of wool, which represents the highest levels of kindness, which is lamalam and amokim, where there is no tzimtzum at all. It's kuloi chesed, kuloi rachman. Whenever we talk about chesed, chesed is a concept of openness, wide space. When we talk about Hashem's mid of gevura, or din, or tzimtzum, it's always a concept of imprisonment, constriction, tightness. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki pishton hu bechinas dinim, because linen is associated with midas hadin. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Yecheskel chapter 9, Voho ish Gavriel lovush badim. The angel Gavriel was cloaked in bad. Bad is linen. Shehu pishtim. Vohu b'chinas kayin. And that was also the concept of kayin, shehevi mi pri hu adoma, who brought an offering to Hashem from flax, from linen, shehu zera pishton, shehevi min hagorua. And the Torah tells us he brought from the cheapest, from the junk, he brought an offering to Hashem, shero choiv l'kol echod, implying that he saw negativity in everybody. Tzemer is whiteness. Whiteness is goodness. You know, as we talk about our sins being whitewashed means forgiving. To see the good in everybody, to be malamed tzchus means to see the whiteness, to see the person as being white. Kayin is the opposite of that. Kayin, Pishton, is the opposite of that. That's psoilus. That's looking for the bad in everybody. Shehu b'chinas dan l'kaf choyv, b'chinas dinim, v'ayde mitzvah tzitzis, alide hachut shel tzemer, shehu hachut shel tcheles, shehu b'chinas kisei hakovod, b'chinas mekoyim shel olam, ayde ze nimta gam b'chinas hapishtim, so that even when tzitzis was made from linen, the tcheles was wool. That string of tcheles sweetens, that semer is mamtik, the pishtim, the dinim. Okay. We said today that we don't have definite tcheles. We don't use linen in the tzitzis at all. Paragraph Chof Dalet, Shayach Leil, related to what we learned before, Tzitzis, Heim Al Yidei Bechinas, HaSholosh Regolim, Shemeirim, BeBechinas HaMalach. We had learned earlier, in the beginning of this halacha, that Tzitzis was tied into the concept of the three holidays, and Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran, that when a person is zoicha to fulfill the mitzvahs of the three holidays the right way, that's what creates the Malach, which is Mashpia Nevuah, who gives forth Nevuah. This Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 1, in the second half of Likutei Moran. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to connect tzitzis to that malach. Ki tzitzis heim bebechinas malach, shehu bechinas yitzira kamuva. Tzitzis are also associated with angel, which is associated with the Olam HaYitzira, as is known in the Zohar HaKadosh. We know that the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about the four worlds. The world that's closest to Hashem is called the Olam HaAtzilus. The word Eitzel means close to, next to. That's the closest to Hashem himself, Kavyochel. Below that, we have what's called the Olam HaBria, which is called the world of the throne of Hashem, of the Kisei HaKavod. Below that, we have what's called the Olam HaYetzira, which is called the world of the angels. And below that, we have the Olam HaAsiya, which is the physical world, the world that we exist in. So that the Olam HaYetzira is the world of the angels, the Malachim. And these Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Tzitzis corresponds to Yetzira, corresponds to Malachim, Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Choyne Malach Hashem Sovivli Reyov, the angel of Hashem rests around the person, encircling the person, those who have fear of Hashem, vayechaltzeim, and it saves them. And the Sifrei Kabbalah bring this pasuk as a remez to the tzitzis, the connection between the tzitzis and the Olam HaYetzira, the Malach. Shezeh bechinas tzitzis sheheim soviv hodom kemuva. This is the mitzvah of tzitzis, which encircles the person, as is brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah. Kiheim bebechinas malach shenase al yidei hayira shenishlam al yidei sholosh regolim. Because tzitzis are associated with that malach who is created when a person is zoicha to shleimus hayira, which a person achieves by observing the three holidays properly, as we discussed in the beginning of this halacha, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Shal yidei ze ikar shleimus hatfilah. And we showed earlier, when all of these things are in line, when a person is observing the three holidays properly, and they have Shleimus HaYira, which is called Yerushalayim, Binyan Yerushalayim, which generates that Malach, which generates Nevuah. And when there's Nevuah, when you have the 10 levels of Nevuah, Nevuah is called Dvar Hashem, the Dvar Hashem, and Tefillah is called Dvar Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal shows that when the Nevuah is flowing properly, then the Tefillah is flowing properly. It's Bishleimus. V'zeh Bechinas, and this is why the Halacha tells us, Noi Tzitzis, that the beauty of Tzitzis is Shlish Gedil, Ubeis Shlish Anaf. That the part with the knots and the krichos should be one-third, and the string, the plain string that extends out of it, should be two-thirds, should be twice as long as the part with the knots. And usually, when they make tzitzis, it's usually approximately that. Ki yesh b'hatzitzis gimel shlishim, because the tzitzis is comprised of three-thirds, keneged shloisha avos, corresponding to the three avos. Shem bechinas shloish regolim, corresponding to the three holidays. Shemishom meirim at tzitzis kanal. That's where the light of tzitzis is coming from those three holidays. V'alkein, and therefore the Gemara teaches us that tzitzis is in three parts. Shlish gdil ubei shlish bleishlish manaf. Ki ikar hakshorim vakrichos shehem gdil heim bebechinas Yaakov kanal. Because the main part of the tzitzis, the double knots and the krichos, that corresponds to Yaakov Avinu, shehu shlishi la'avos. He's the third one of the avos. He's the third. Ki ikar hakesher shel hakedusha hu bebechinas shloisha, bebechinas anafei tzavos. Because the main attachment, when we talk about becoming attached to the kedusha, kesher is three. Kesher is, as we said before, the chut hameshulosh loy bemheira yinotek. I saw this recently. A person's learning this, and some of this sounds interesting, some of it sounds a little far, you know, etc. One of the most important reasons why we're learning this is Rabbeinu Zal teaches us about hispoidus, about speaking to Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal spoke about, the Gemara makes a statement, Valavai sheispalal kolayim kuloy. If only people could daven to Hashem 24 hours, all day. And Rabbeinu Zal prescribed for his students to try to allocate 1 hour. 1 hour of speaking to Hashem in your own words. Many people ask, how do you do that? I can't even talk for 5 minutes. I run out of what to say in 5 minutes. How much is there to say to Hashem? And the answer is, there's many answers to that. If a person wants to be honest and really examine their situation, the things that they need and why they need it, there is a lot to say. But within the framework of Torah, Rabbeinu Zal said that one of the highest forms of tefillah is when a person takes what they learn and make it into tefillah. To take your learning, the Torah, and convert it into tefillah. And Rabbeinu Zal speaks about different levels of Torah, that when a person is learning the highest levels of Torah and they convert that to tefillah, then you could imagine it's nuclear. It's a different, all of us know, again, there's a pistol, there's a water gun, and there's a pistol, and there's a 357 Magnum, and then there's a ballistic missile, and all of these have totally different levels of effectiveness. You know, one thing can make a person say, ouch, and the other thing can blow a continent away, can destroy a continent. And in tefillah, it's the same thing. Rav Nosson Zal explains that when a person is learning, the person is learning Mishnah Berurah, let's say, a person is learning about the mitzvah of tzitzis, so I know that tzitzis, you have to wrap it, you have to do it this way. And after I learn the Mishnah Berurah, I can say to Hashem, Hashem, I just learned about the mitzvah of tzitzis and how important it is and how complicated it is. And you have to know a lot to be able to do it just right. Please help me be zeicher to remember what I learned, to understand it correctly, and to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis properly. But Rav Nosson Zal says, but at that point, the person doesn't yet know what is tzitzis supposed to do for my neshama. In what ways does tzitzis take me away from my Yetzirah and bring me close to Hashem? This Torah, the Likutei Moran, the Torah of Chassidus and the Torah of Kabbalah is what shows a person how each one of the mitzvahs relates to all 613 parts of my body and soul. So that here we understand that tzitzis is tied into the Shalosh Regolim. It's tied into achieving Shleimus Hayira. It's tied into achieving Nevuah. It's tied into achieving Shleimus of Tfil, all of these different things. When a person learns this, and he speaks to Hashem about his learning, that I just learned, I was just given a totally new view of what tzitzis is all about. That this mitzvah mamish, that all the different ways that the Yetzirah for the past 30 years of my life, or 60 years of my life, he's tied me up in knots so many different ways, where it seems that I could never possibly, how am I going to get out of all of those knots that he's tied me up into? But I've learned that Hashem, with his infinite kindness, has given us this mitzvah of tzitzis, and that each one of those ksharim of kedusha can untie thousands of knots of the sitra achra. And all the other things that we've learned, that through tzitzis I can have a connection to the kisei hakovod, to the throne of Hashem, which is a place from where you can draw a level of forgiveness, an amnesty that can forgive all sins. We see, we hear stories of people today who are languishing in prison for 30 years and everything, suffering so many different kinds of injustice and everything. And a person says, but they have books of laws and everything. And again, could be the Yetzer Hara has a book to throw at me. The Yetzer Hara can prove that I've done thousands or millions of things wrong, and therefore I deserve to be imprisoned in all the garbage I'm in, all the pain and suffering. But we know there's a concept of amnesty. There's a concept where the president, Lahavdil, has, where one on a higher level has the ability to override. There is such a thing as an override. And the Gemara says, Malchus Adara ken Malchus Adarikia, that the way we see things operating down below here on earth sometimes reflect how things are in heaven. And in heaven, certainly, Hashem has this koyach, this amnesty. There is this lemala min amokoyim, where if there's testimony against me saying, you've been here, you've been there, you're in all of these terrible places. We have proof here, we have testimony that you're listed in every terrible place that could possibly be. You've been to all of them. There is this koyach of lamala min amokoyim, that there is this hine mokoyim iti. Hashem has the ability, if he wants, to be able to say, you're with me. You're with me, you're lamala min amokoyim. You're outside all of those dinim and tzimtzumim, can't affect you in any way. That's one of the reasons why we're learning this. Why we're learning to know what's behind all of these mitzvahs. What are the segulos of what each one of these mitzvahs has inside of them, to be able to bring about a tikkun for every single possible thing I might have done wrong in my life, you know, in all kinds of different ways. Paragraph Chaf Hei. V'hapishta v'hasa'ira nukasa ki hasa'ira aviv v'hapishta givoil. This is a pasuk in Chumash Mois where it speaks about the plague of Borod, that one of the plagues that Hashem sent destroyed all the stalks of grain and everything that the Egyptians had, the stalks of barley and flax and everything. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, in this halacha, we discussed the barley earlier when we spoke about the oimer so'irim, and we showed how barley represents super din, tzimtzum. And pishton also is gavriel, gvuros dinim. Pishton u'so'irim hein b'china achas, b'chinas dinim kanal, b'chinas mokoim. Because physical place is a concept of tzimtzum. It's a limitation, it's a restriction. I'm over here. If I'm here, I'm not there. I can't be in two places at the same time. And this is why the Torah says there, hapishto v'hasoiro nukoso, that the plague was displayed in these two things, in the flax and in the barley, which represent dinim, bechinas tzimtzumim, bechinas mokoyim, ki ikar bechinas ha'ah. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds a new piece to this, to the equation. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us one of the names of Hashem is mokoyim. We say on the Seder night, Baruch ha'mokoyim baruch hu, blessed is Hashem. And we say, Hamokoim Yerachem Aleim, may Hashem have pity on them, V'yotzie Mitzora L'Revocha. So one of Hashem's name is Mokoim. How does that name, where does that name come from? The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, when you take Hashem's name Yudke Vovke, you take each letter and strike it against itself. You multiply it by itself. Yud times Yud, 10 times 10 is 100. Five times five is 25. Vav times vav is 36. Hey times hey is 25, is 186, which is mokoim. The word mokoim is yud kei vav kei times itself. Yud kei vav kei behakor. That's what it's called in the Sifrei Kabbalah. Just like all of us who have learned mathematics know that how do I calculate area? How do I calculate area? It's length times width. The area of a rectangle, something that's long and wide, if I want to know what the area is inside of it, I do the length times the width. And then I know what the area, how many square inches or square feet or square yards or square meters. What if the thing is perfectly equal? What if it's a square where each side is the same? Then I don't have to do length times width. I take one of the sides, a square that's 5 by 5 by 5. I do five squares, 25 square inches. Kaviochel Hashem, by Hashem, Hashem is equal on all sides. It's so kaviochel, if we take Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei and multiply it by itself, the Yud, we get the word Mokoim, and this is called Hakoa. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to touch on this. Ki ikar bechinas hamokoim yoytzei mebechinas hakoa so'oirois. Because the whole concept of mokoim comes about through a striking of the lights. Zebo ze, against each other. In other words, when you square something, you're multiplying it by itself. You're taking the item and striking it against itself. Kiyodua, as is known, ukemuva biksovim, and is brought in the writings of the Arizal Kanal. Veze bechinas nukosa, this is why the pasuk says there about the pishta and the seira, which represent din, mokoim, that they were nukosa, they were struck. Bechinas hakoas ha'oirois. This is referring to what the Sifrei Kabbalah use, that terminology. When you multiply something by itself, it's called striking it against itself. That's called behakor. Squaring is called hakor. Sheze b'chinas mokoim, shehu b'chinas shem havaya behakor, she'oila mokoim kiyodua. So this is why the Torah says about din, midas hadin, that the pishton and seira, it uses that term nukosa. Bechinas tzimtzumim v'dinim. Nimtza, we see from this, shepishton u'soirim heim bebechinas mokoim kanam, that flax, linen, and barley represent tzimtzum, mokoim. V'al yidei hanofas ha'oimer soirim. Therefore, when we perform the mitzvah of lifting up that oimer and moving it in all different directions, in all different sides of mokoim, valide sfiras oimer, and then counting 49 days from there. 49 means we've counted all the numbers. We've covered all, you know, 7 represents the total gashmi world, 7 days, 7 years, 7 times 7 again. Valide sfiras oimer, ayide ze meirimim, bechinas hamokoim v'hazman, Lisharoshoi. Through these two mitzvahs, bringing the oimer from barley and the counting the 49 days, we're elevating mokoim and zman to lamala min hamokoim, to lamala min hazman. Veshom nimtak hakoil. And when you're able to go, when you're able to take mokoim and zman and transfer them to lamala min hamokoim and hazman, there everything becomes sweetened. You go beyond, there's no boundary of space and no boundary of time. Ad shezoichen al yidei ze l'yoyim ha-chamishim. Where does that take us to? That takes us to the 50th day, which is Shu Chag HaShavuos, Zman Matan Torasenu, she'oz Yisrael lemala mehamalochim al yidei kabola satoira. That's when the Jewish people went above the angels, above the level of angels, by receiving the Torah, Chem de Genuza, Hashem's hidden treasure, Sheloi nitna l'malochim, which was not given to the angels, Kiyem lono, but rather was given to us. Kama shekosav, as the Pasuk says, Mo'adir shimcha b'chol ha'oretz, how great is your name over the entire world, Asher t'no hoidcho ala shamayim. The angels said, you've given your beauty, your hoid, your Torah, ala shamayim. And the Jewish people were able to go above that. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go beyond the Malachim, past them, further inside, and to be able to take the Torah and bring it to Klal Yisrael. V'oz anu oichsin atzmeinu b'chinas kisya kovoid, sharoshi aneshamois, mekoyim ha'shaloylam. Now he's going back to what we learned in the beginning of this halacha, when we spoke about that the mission of a Jew in this world is to try to rise above the level of the angels. And when a person does that, the angels become jealous. They want to harm the person. And the way that the person protects himself and defends himself is by grabbing on to the Kisya Kovoid, attaching himself to the Kisya Kovoid. So Rav Nosson says, that was Matan Torah. The preparation for Matan Torah, the Oimer and the counting of the Sfira, took us Lamala Min Amokoim, Lamala Min Azman, which is the Kisya Kovoid. And when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Torah, That's when Hashem said to him, when he saw the angels wanted to harm him, Hashem said, grab on to the Kisei HaKavod. Shezeo b'chinas yoyim ha-chamishim. That's the concept of the 50th day. B'chinas chamishim sharei bina. Corresponding to the 50 levels of bina. B'chinas yovel, the jubilee. Almadosi, which is called olam haba. This world, the physical world, is referred to as 49, sevens. Olam haba, the next world, is referred to as the 50th level, above the 49. Shehi b'chinas eim labino tikra. And we know that bina is referred to as the mother, eim labino tikra, ve'ima mekanana b'kursaya. And we know that the Zohar Kodesh tells us that ima is associated with the throne of Hashem, the Kisei HaKavod. When we speak about the four letters, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, again, for a moment just, like we said earlier, which represent Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira. The second one was Bria, which we said was the throne of Hashem. The four letters of Hashem are also symbolic of a family. The first letter, the Yud, is the father. The He is the mother. The Vav is the son. And the last He is the daughter. So that the first He, which is Ima, the mother, corresponds to Bria, corresponds to the Kisei HaKavod, which is called Eim Kol Choy, the mother of all of creation. Chava, was the Torah says she was called Eim Kol Choy, and we know that all the souls originate from the Kisei HaKavod. That's the mother. And that's Shavuos. V'oz b'shavuos oilin ad hadikna, ad b'chinas atik, kiyadua. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that on Shavuos, we go above the physical world, above the restrictions. Remember, 49 is 7 times 7. 49 represents physical, mokoim. Shavuos is the 50th. We're going above all of that. We're going to Atik. We're going to the Dikna, the beard, the whiteness of the beard, which we said represents the highest level of Rachmim. The Gemara says, Hashem appeared on Har Sinai, Kizokein Mole Rachamim. That's this highest level of Rachmanus. That's Lemala min Amokim, Lemala min Azman. Ki Oz Meirin Tlesar Tikune Dikna. Because on Shavuos shines the 39 Tikunim of the beard, Shehein Bechinas Yud Gimel Midois HaToira Kiyadua, which are also the 13 formulas which are used to expound the Torah. Yud Gimel Midois HaToira Nedreshes Bohem. Shemishom Nimshochim Oir HaTzitzis, which is where the light of tzitzis comes from. Shadezeh onu oichazin b'kisei HaKavod, which is what enables us to hold on to the throne of Hashem. Ve'yesh lanu koyach lamoid b'memsholo zu al hamalochim, and that's what gives us the ability to hold on to that authority. Remember, when a person rises above the level of the angels, they want to attack him. They want to throw him down. We're holding on to the Kisei HaKavod, the tzitzis. Holding on to the tzitzis is holding on to the Kisei HaKavod, which is what enables the person to hold on to that malchus, that authority over the angels. Shonu zeichem b'shavuos al yidei kabbalas ha-toira, which we're zeichet to on Shavuos by receiving the Torah. Val yidei mitzvah tzitzis, and through the mitzvah tzitzis, shehem bedalid kanfois, which are in the four corners, shehem b'chinas sa'arois. And tzitzis are also compared to hairs, threads, strings, b'b'chinas u'sa'ar reishe ka'amar noka. When the Torah speaks about the highest levels of kindness of Hashem, it says kaviyochol, the hair of his head, is like pure wool, pure white wool, that whiteness. B'b'chinas kisei HaKavod, b'chinas tcheles. And through this, we sweeten the dinim, which attach themselves to our clothing. Clothing, we learned earlier, was malchus. And the sitrachra tries to attach itself to that. Bebchinas pishton, as we saw in the case of linen. We said linen was an example of garments that have this super din. Ki oilin v'niskashrim lebechinas mekoymoi shel oilam. Because on Shavuos and through the tzitzis, we go up to this mekoymoi shel oilam, shel sebechinas kisei HaKavod, shaydezeh nimtak hakoil, through which everything is sweetened. Nimtza shebeshavuos, שעוז נמתק בחינס אומר סוערם בשלימוס. On Shavuos, when all the dinim are eliminated completely, which are represented by this soirim, this barley, this oimer, this tzimtzum, v'chein oz ikar hamshachas oir hatzitzis. That's one of the main times when we have the ability to draw this light of the tzitzis, shehu klal kiyum ha-Torah, which is representative of fulfilling the whole Torah. We said, ure'isem oisoi, u'zachartem es kol mitzvois Hashem. Nimtza, shenimtak oz ha-pishto v'asoira. That's when the linen and the barley shenimtak b'chinas v'apishto v'asoira nukosa shemarames al klal hadinim anechozim bizman u'mokoyim shibachinas tzimtzumim. That's when we're able to sweeten all the different types of din that are represented by these two things, the pishto and the soira. K'al yidei shvuas shehu kabolas ha-toira b'chinas tzitzis through this we're zoicha to go above mokoim, above zman, ki posuk v'hapishto v'asoiranal merames al mitzvas oimer soirim k'moisham razal. The Gemara shows in Menachas Daf Samaches that posuk which spoke about the plague of Borod, which broke the pishto and soirim, is also merames to the oimer soirim that we bring. Because the Gemara learns out from that pasuk, sheha oimer bo misoirim, that the oimer was brought from barley specifically. Nemar kan oviv koli boesh, because when the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of bringing the oimer, it doesn't mention barley. It says oviv koli boesh. V'nemar lahalon ki hasoira oviv v'apishta givoil. And when it speaks about that plague that broke the stalks of barley and pishton, it uses the word oviv also. And the Gemara learns that from Gzeira Shov, just like there it meant barley, here it means barley also. So Rav Nelson Zal now is showing us why bedafka does the Gemara learn out the korban oimer from that one of the plagues which speaks about the pishta soira, because they're referring to the same thing. During the days that we're counting the Oimer, we're involved in this Hamtoka Sadinim. We're trying to climb out of the 49 levels of Tumah that we were in Mitzrayim and to enter into the 49 levels of Kedusha. We're trying to get out of Mokoim, out of Zman, to go Lemala Min HaMokoim, Lemala Min HaZman, which is what Shavuos is, the Kisi HaKovoid, that whiteness. We eat all dairy, the dairy on Shavuos, the whitening, that super whitening, that Amtoka Sadinim. That's why the Gemara uses that connection, that bridge between the Korban Omer that we brought and that pasuk of the Pishta and the Soira, which is representative of all types of din, of Mokoim and Zman, which represent all the Tzimtzumim of this world. The constrictions in the physical world were bound by time and space. And again, on Shavuos, we go above that. We said that Rosh Hashanah was called Yom HaRichter, the long day. The other holidays, Pesach and Shavuos, are 7 days. It's brought that Shavuos is a one-day holiday, corresponding to the pasuk V'hoyo Yom Echod Yivod Al Hashem, speaking about the day of the future when we're going to be zeichet to kavyochel understand Hashem, you know, to have the highest levels of das. That's this concept of going lemala min hamokim, lemala min hazman. Paragraph Chavov, Shayach Leil, Miloi Pegima Salavona. We spoke about the tikkun for the moon, that when the moon complained that the world isn't big enough for the two of us, remember that Mokoim, that restriction of Mokoim, and because of that Hashem shrank the moon, and the tikkun for it is the Miloi Halavona. Ubechinas tikkun haMokoim, Lahalo ispinas haMokoim, lepinas lamalam in haMokoim. That one of the ways that we are involved in fixing the Pegama Halavona is when we're involved in elevating Mokoim to Lamala Min HaMokoim. V'zeh shekosav shom b'Toiranal, this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, in the chapter in Likutei Moran that this halach is based on, chapter 1 in the second half of Likutei Moran, shehashem yizborach, shehu mekoimoy sheloilam, Hashem who is called mekoimoy sheloilam, v'yoidea Mokoim kolechot v'echot, and Hashem understands the place that each and every one of us are in, Alkein kova barachma of yoim hadin shel Rosh Hashanah b'resh chodesh shehu tikkun pegima salavona. That's why Hashem established Rosh Hashanah, the judgment day of the year. He made it on Rosh Chodesh. That's one of the ways that he showed tremendous kindness to us, how much he's looking to judge us favorably and positively. Ayin Sham Hetev. Look over there in the Kutban, Rabbeinu Zal explains it. Because that's the one day that Hashem himself is apologizing. Remember? We said that the moon argued with her, why'd you make me smaller? And Hashem finally said, you're right. And to show my apologies, to extend my apologies to you, on Rosh Chodesh, the Jews are going to bring a korban as an apology from Hashem to the moon. And Hashem made Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Chodesh so that when we have to come and apologize, it's so much easier when we know that Hashem is also apologizing on that same day. Kidaika b'Rosh Chodesh. She'oz Hashem Yisborach mischarit al shemi etes halavona, specifically on Rosh Chodesh, when Hashem expresses his regret over the fact that he lessened the light of the moon, vaydeze nimshach tikun bekol Rosh Chodesh lepkimas halavona, and that apology of Hashem, that korban, that suar lachatos, helps repair the deficiency of the moon. Every single Rosh Chodesh, it's being repaired a little bit more, a little bit more. The tikkun pigimas halavona hu bechinas tikkun hamokoim, and the tikkun of the pigam of the levona is the tikkun of mokoim. Laloi slabchinas lamalam and hamokoim canal to rise above mokoim, because again the moon's problem was mokoim, that the world is too small for two kings. Nimsa shebrish chodesh shehu tikkun pigimas halavona meir Hashem yisborach bechinas lamalam and hamokoim. That on Rosh Chodesh, when Hashem is trying to make peace with the moon's problem was Mokoim. How does Hashem make peace with the moon? By Hashem turning on Lemala min HaMokoim. Shehu Bechinas Tshuva. And that was also the concept of Tshuva. Bechinas Tikun Lekol HaChatoim. The Tikun for all of the sins. Kanal, as we saw earlier, Barichas, as Rav Nosson Zal had explained earlier, we said that the sins of a person are brought about primarily by the place that he's in. Tshuva, the process of tshuva, is going lamalam and amokim, going out, connecting with Hashem, who is lamalam, who is not bound by any restrictions at all. V'alkein, who chesed godol, this is why Rabbeinu Zal says there that it's an incredible act of kindness on the part of Hashem, shekova yoim hadin b'Rosh Chodesh, that Hashem established Rosh Hashanah, the yoim hadin, on a Rosh Chodesh, be'eis tikun pigimas halavona, which is the day when Hashem is involved in correcting the defectiveness, the defect of the moon, ki meir b'chinas lemalem en amokoyim, because that's when this concept of lamalam and amokim is shining brightly. Shaydeze ikra tikkun. Now that's the main tikkun for the pigam alavona. The pigam alavona was mokim. The tikkun is lamalam and amokim. Kaydeze Hashem yisborach dones hakoil barachamim kefi makoimai. Because that's what enables Hashem to judge each and every one of us with kindness by realizing our place, by Hashem knowing each person's place. Like the Mishnah says, don't judge your friend until you can put yourself in that person's place. Because the tikkun for the pigam alavona is dependent on lamalam and amokoyim, and the tikkun for Klal Yisrael, for our sins, is dependent on lamalam and amokoyim. That's why Hashem combined the two. That's why Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh. Because the Pigam HaLevona was a problem with Mokoim. And all of our sins are based in Mokoim. They're based on the fact that we find ourselves in this cesspool, in this earth, this planet called Earth. This Mokoim, which is Mesugal for sins, for bad things. And on that day, when Hashem, on Rosh Chodesh, when Hashem is involved in this Tikkun for Mokoim, that's the day that's most suited to be able to give us the ability to do tshuva, you know, and to forgive all of our sins. Again, a lot of the concepts here are spiritual, they're deep. When a person comes into contact with them for the first time or in the beginning, a lot of it is hazy, it's cloudy. The more you learn this terminology, the more you get used to it, and again, when you review it, the connections become clearer, and Rav Nosson Zal built an incredible binyan here, showing us the greatness of the mitzvah of tzitzis, and in the process, clarifying that chapter in Likutei Moran, that ocean, you know, bringing clarity to the different pieces of that, and drawing the connections between the two of them.